Perkhas Mishnah Aleph, Klal Gol Amul Beshvis. Kol Hamayuchod Lamachal Adam, Ein Oisem Imenu Melugma. Anything with the Shuluch Machal Adam, you're going to make a Melugma. What's Melugma? Klal Gogol. Melugma. Tachboshes Uritia is a bandage and a compress. Tachboshes is a bandage. Uritia is a compress, which means it has medicine inside. Perish. Melugma, meloy melugma, shaderech adam lilois meloy. Now, what is melugma? Meloy melugma, full of lugma, meloy lugma, shaderech.
With a cheek?
A cheek? Meloy melugma, right, a cheek full, yeah, you're right. Shaderech adam, you're right, it's a meloy lugma, shaderech adam lilois meloy lugma, feed him to chew a cheek full of wheat, or you take him a figs, venoisin al gabi makosai, you put on your makosai. So it's a borrowed term. It's a borrowed word. It really means a cheekful. In this context, it means a cheek. In this context, it means a cheekful of medicine that you apply to this type of cloth, which you make a bandage. Kol shamiyuchol lemachol adam. Hamiyuchol lemachol adam. Any food that is miyuchol lemachol adam ain oisem imenu melugma. You may not make from the melugma. You may make from it a cheekful in order to apply to a wound. Okay.
I don't exactly understand that.
Melugma is tachboishes uritia. Uperush, melugma, meloy lugma. The fullness of a cheek, shtech adam lulis, melugma, melugma, fitim altainim, reveis lagam hama makasa, ein haisimenu melugma. The Sivit says in the passage, hoiso shabbos hois lochem leochla. The shabbos of the land shall be lochem leochla, mashahu miyuchu lochem, the hainu lamachal adam, ye lamachal. What is meant for eating is for eating. V'loy lim lugma. Avol masha einam yuchel lachem liyeh lachem liyeh bein lachila bein lim lugma. What's not meant for eating can be for eating and for milugma. Hail kach therefore kol she'einam machal adam, anything that is not machal adam, kol she'einam machal adam, if it's not machol adam, yeah, oisem imenu melugma adam. If it's not machol adam, you can use it as a medicine for man. Okay? It says in the pasuk lochem li achla, which means for consumption, which only means in the normal consumption. Normal consumption is achila.
Do we have any pictures on this?
So far, not. Let's see. Melugma. We do have melugma. Here we go. Melugma. Dark oil shall Adam Lamali Piv heat him to fill up his mouth with wheat. Meloy Piv, Meloy Lugma. Ulanicham Allah Kosa, and then after you chew it, you put it, make it delicious, full of saliva, you then put it on your. And you wouldn't have Lanicham Allah Kosa, Ulurufu Asa. The Asal Asais came the Paris Shvis. You are not allowed to do so with the Paris of Shvis.
Right.
Okay, so let's go back to the videotape. Klal Gadol, Amru
B'Shvi'is. Why did you allow to do B'Shvi'is?
Because that's what it said. That's what it said. The pasuk prohibits it. It says in the pasuk La'achla. It says in the Tzitzit V'Chayis Shabbos Haris Lachem La'achla. For eating. Is this called eating?
No.
This is called medicine.
So then why can't you use it?
Because it's meant for eating. That's exactly what it says over here in the Shabbos.
Medicine.
What?
The medicine.
No, but you're not allowed.
You're just getting the medicine going by putting some saliva on it.
That's what the pasuk says you're not allowed to do. You're only allowed to go use it for achil and not for ma.
Right.
Ma shum yuchud lochem dahainu lemachul odom.
Correct. Then you're allowed to use it, you say.
No, you're not allowed to use it. It says in the pasuk you're only allowed to eat it. And you're not allowed to use it for other purposes, which includes melugma. What's the problem? The ha'isa Shabbos aretz lachem le'ochla, for eating. Mashuchu miyuchad lachem. It says in the pasuk lachem. What is miyuchad lachem? The ha'inu lemachal adam, which we're dealing with food that is meant for consumption. Yehiye le'achila v'lo le'melugma.
Okay.
Only eating, not medicine. Al mashainim yuchad lachem. But it's not lochem, we take two words, lochem, which is things which are meant for eating, can be only le'ochla. Things that are not meant for eating can be used for other purposes.
Good. But if it's for ichila, it can't be used for anything.
No, because then we apply the principle of lochem le'ochla.
Good.
The ein tzarch loymar la behemah, and it goes without saying. You're not allowed to use it for animal consumption. If something which is meant for eating, if something is meant for human consumption, it is forbidden in the year of Shemitah to give it to your animal to eat.
You can't give them off the scraps from your table.
You do that? You have pets? You have a dog, my boy? You have a dog in your house?
No.
Why not?
A nice Yiddish home is not supposed to have.
Ali Gadol and Kel Rabbi Sech Beisai. Well, other people would have dogs.
Need tissue?
No, I can
hit the button.
Okay, right.
Button still on?
No, it's on. If it's not meant for human consumption, then yes, then it is A-okay. Then you can make it, you can make it as a melugma l'adam, avaloi
la-behema. That's interesting. Why not la-behema? So you can make the medical thing.
You can, but you cannot use it for an animal. Let's see. Let's see what the Rav says.
Feed your behavior on
your... Let's see what the Rav says. The Rav explains.
No picture down there.
Let's see. Oysen menu melugma l'machal l'avaloi la-behema. It says in the pasuk, l'avalohemtecha. It says in the pasuk, l'avalohemtecha. So it says, "Say means if it's miyuchah for animals, it has to be only used for animals, may not be used for melugma. But ain't tzach lemar lebehem. B'chol shein miyuchah l'ach l'adam. But isem enu melugma l'adam. Well, I said something. I skipped. You can make it for an adam, but you may not make it as a melugma lebehema. Why not for behema? You're not allowed to make a medicine for an animal. Why? So the Rav says, so that's right to be lechayv lebehema. Tia leechol leechol lebehema. V'loy la'asa islam lugma. You're not going to make a lugma for an animal. Good. Okay. V'chol shein miyuchol lemach l'adam. Oysem enam lugma l'adam. Avol lo lebehema. V'chol shein miyuchol lemach l'adam. Lo lemach lebehema. And anything that's not miyuchol loy lemach l'adam. V'loy lemach lebehema. Then choshev alav lemach l'adam lemach lebehema. Noyest lav chumay adam chumay behema. If it's not roi for human consumption or animal consumption, but you made a conscious decision that you want to use it for animal, then it automatically takes on the status of machal adam machal behemah, and the restrictions apply. Let's see the Rav. Choymei adam she'ein osem mimenu melugma v'choymei behemah she'osor l'sholkom, you're not allowed to soak it in water. Okay? Choymei behemah Machal behemo shall shvius also levashal b'mayim. Okay, animal food, you're not allowed to soak in water. Machal behemo shall shvius also levashal b'mayim. Lefiush ein derech levashal machal behemo. The also lishnois lishanois perishvius mibur yasan shaloi kederech achilasei. So if you have food that's fit for animal consumption, you're not allowed to soak in water because you've been mishaneh from its original form. You are not allowed to change food from its original form, and since the form which it's meant to be eaten naturally in its natural organic state by animals, you're not allowed to cook it. But cooking, you change it from its natural state. You got that?
Yep.
If it's not really fit for human consumption, but if you decide, I nevertheless am going to eat it, even though this is the type of food that she did not dare to go eat it, nice the mill of chumrei adam v'chumrei behemah. What is the chumrei behemah? So he explains the Rav. Chumrei behemah is you're not allowed to soak it. Choshav lov le'etzim. Let's say you decide you want to use it for firewood. How are you? Okay, etzim. If you're going hisia, for example, hasia v'ho'ezoi v'ha kornis. What is that? Sia, esef, shakarin lov aravi, whatever. Eza, even the same type of grass, the chorus, vlas, okay, different types of grasses. Okay, we finished the Mishnah. Let's review the Mishnah again inside. Very nice Mishnah. Mishnah Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, Klal Gadol Amru Bashri, is called Shamichul Machal Adam. If it's Miyuchul Machal Adam, how do we know this? It says in the Pasuk, Lochem Le Ochla. Lochem means for you. It's only meant for you, human consumption, and it's meant for eating, so then we'd make a drasha, Dafko Le Ochla. Only eating and nothing else. You may not make a melugma, you may not chew it and make it into a paste.
Correct.
What's it called, a compost? Not necessarily. You have over here in a vegetation that is not something which is normally eaten by human beings. So in this situation, you are allowed to make from it a melugma.
Yes, but I'm saying to you, but it is, if it's not machal adam, it's usually machal behemah.
Not necessarily. Sometimes it's none of the above. If it's not machal adam and it's not machal behemah, then it's right to eat him. It's right to be firewood. Right, exactly. We're dealing here with food that is miyuchel for machal behema. Okay, that's the case. We're dealing here with food that is miyuchel machal behema. What is the halacha? If it's miyuchel machal behema, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to use it as a melugma l'adam, but you're not allowed to make it as a melugma l'behema. You have to give it to the animal teeth raw.
But you can't make it as a medical pack.
Not right. Not even for an animal. Not for the animal, but for the human being you can. For the human being you can.
What can you use as a medical pack for a behema?
Only for something that's not miyuchel lemachal behema. Eitzim. Things that are not miyuchel lemachal behema can be used as a medicine for animals. But if it's miyuchel for machal behema, you're not allowed to make it as a medicine for animals. But is a new halacha. But you decided, nevertheless, I still want to eat it. I decided.
Wood. You like wood?
You like wood? We want to eat it. So then, choshev lemachal adam lemachal behema, nois nalav chumrei adam v'chumrei behema. Now, what are the chumrei adam? We know the chumrei adam is you're not making to melugma. A thing that is miyuchet for human consumption may not be made into a melugma. That we know, even for a human being. What are the chumrei behema? Chumrei behema, so we wrap here just a new thing, new concept today. New concept. Chumrei means that you're not allowed to cook it. You're not allowed to soak it in water.
That's a chumrei behema.
That's called chumrei behema. Good?
Excellent.
Now we go then choshol leitzim. You have chavana that this type of food is only meant for firewood. Harehu keitzim. It has the status of firewood. Kigoyin hasi'o v'ho ezoiv v'ha kornis. Three different types of grasses and thorns. Okay, let's chaz v'sh again. One more time. Clark had a Mishnah. This may be ticket to oilam haba.
Neshama.
Oh, it's neshama. You just need one Mishnah. One Mishnah. Klal Gadol, Amru Mishviyas, a very Klal Gadol, Kol Ham Yuchel Lemachal Behem Adam, if it's Miyuchel Lemachal Adam, Enos, and Yemenu Melugma, because it says in the Pasuk, Lochem Li Ochla, it's Lochem, it has not been Li Ochla, the Ein Tzachla, and it goes out saying, Lebehem, and it goes out saying, you cannot make it, it's Melugma Lebehem, but Kol Shem Yuchel Lemachal Adam, Oys, and Yemenu Melugma Adam, if it's not Yuchel Lemachal Adam, you can make it as a Melugma Li Adam, Avaloy La Behema, because the behema, it's meant to eat, not meant to be a melugma. You call sheinam yuchel lemachal adam lemachal behema. So and then choshev lemachal adam lemachal behema. Oh, now it's been upgraded with chumri. So nois nav chumri adam lechumri behema. What are the chumri adam? You may not make a melugma. What are the chumri behema? What are the chumri behema that you may not soak it? You may not soak it in water because you're being mishane machal behema from its original form. Machal behema has to be that's a very new yisod. A new chiddush we learned. The new chiddush is machal behema shal shviyas osur levash le b'mayim. Lefi she'ein derech levash le machal behema. It's not derech to cook. You ever give your animals You ever give the dog cooked meat? What? You don't give the dog cooked meat. Only human beings eat cooked meat. Animals eat raw meat. That's called the chumrei behema. If you miyachid a certain type of vegetation to be machal behema, it now gets the chumrei of machal behema. What is the chumrei machal behema? You're not allowed to be mishaneh. You're not allowed to cook it in hot water. Good. And now we come to new yisoid chashav leitzim. How are you okay? Eitzim. What's the chiddush? That's not telling us chiddush. Just really see what the chiddush of that is. And we're not going to look too far because we get too confused. We have to cover some ground. If you put upon a chumrei eitzim, how are you okay? Eitzim. Kigoyim hasi'o v'ho ezoy v'ha kurnis. Mishnah beis. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Shviyis nidna liachila v'lishtiva l'sicha. Shviyas is given to eating, to drinking, and l'sich, to smear your body with a thick anointment of oil.
Correct.
You ever do that at home? Lechol, lechol, davashtak, lechol, v'losuch, davashtak, losuch, to smear on your body something that the derech is to smear. Lo yosuch yayin v'chametz, you may not smear on your body wine and vinegar. Avosach v'es Hashem, but you're allowed to smear on your body shemen. Okay, so you're not allowed to smear your body yain, because Shkayin HaChomer is not meant for smearing, but you're allowed to smear your body shemen. V'chein b'tshumo v'maiser, sheni. V'chein b'tshumo v'maiser, we have to see what that means. Sheni. Kal mehem shviya shenitna l'halokas haner. Shviya is the one leniency that you can use with halokas haner. Okay, let's see what this means over here in the Mishnah. Voshteito in the Rav. Yeah. You ready? The Rav says, v'achil v'shtiv v'sicha, ba'anov ha'ma'ari. We're dealing with anavim b'zaisim. Anavim b'zaisim ma'ariv. Shigesh from ham achila v'shtiyah v'sticha. Because these two things have achila shesiyach v'sticha. You eat and you drink olives, grapes, and you eat and drink anavim, and you smear the oil of zaisim upon your body. Okay. Shigesh from achila u'shesiyah v'sticha. Lechol lechol tidav shtaku lechol. Af al gavdo amar Torah le'achol v'lohe. Even the Torah says, the Hilchot Torah says le'ochla.
Correct.
It says in the Torah, "Hakidoy shalla achla v'loy lehefsid." Ein mis mechayvim oisol achla v'shein darkol bnei adam. Even v'lochla v'lehefsid, ein mechayvim oisol achla davar shein darkderch bnei adam lachloi. Tigun tav shol shenis kalkel v'loy chashin im choylech liibud. Chein davar shein derch bnei adam lachloi elayde tikon ubachu lachla kmo shu b'loy tikon. Kontradin chayin raw beets. Are you lachoyz to chew chidin chayin? Ain't a shemelah. What do you mean? Ain't shemelah? We don't allow him. And that's what he's saying. Shviyis nid lachila v'lashiv v'lasicha leechol davar shadargo leechol v'losuch davar shadargo losuch lo yosuch yan v'chemetz avosach v'es hashemen. What is he saying over here? Leechol davar shadargo leechol. Afal gavu amr Torah. Even Torah says lo ochla. We don't want it to get lost. So he's saying over here is as follows. He's saying over here is very big. He's saying new yisoid. The Torah says shviyas has kedusha shviyas laochla. So here's your alternative. You're going to have, you have beets. Okay, here's your choice. Eat it. If you're not going to eat it raw. Eat the beets raw. If you're not going to eat the beets raw, you know what's going to happen to the beets? It's going to be destroyed. It's going to go to the ibot. It's going to be destroyed. Yeah. So you can say, I don't need raw beets. I only eat cooked beets.
Right.
Potatoes. Shviyas, they didn't have potatoes in ancient times.
That's good.
It was invented by man, potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was where do they grow potatoes? They grow on trees?
Idaho.
They grow on trees? Yep. Spaghetti. What is like spaghetti? They come out of the mountains. Soft spaghetti, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was a commercial. They fooled everyone. They showed women walking spaghetti that was off the mat, like delicious spaghetti. People actually believed it. I would have believed it. I'm gullible. I believe anything. Ah, forgot the other lachol lo hefsed v'leim chayim. So we not mechayim a person lachol davar she'inako v'nei adam lachol look going tavshul l'dishne skalkel a tavshil that has become putrid. Are we going to obligate you to eat it in order that it should not go to hefsed? Of course not. We don't care if it goes to the ibot. V'chein davar she'in derech v'nei adam lachol ela al yidei tikon v'tikon t'yitikon 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 ובוהו לאכלו כמו שהוא בלו תיקון, כי הוא אין לאכל תרוד מחיין אגל אוכל סחיתין, חיין אין אשם, we do not allow. We do not allow in the year of Shemitah a person to eat a food in an unusual way. Part of the Kedusha Shavuos demands that the food be eaten in the normal way it's eaten. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
So if the food spoils, we do not obligate you to eat the food. If the food if it's raw, we don't even allow you to eat the food raw if the derech is to eat the food cooked. Okay, we're only given for eating, drinking, and sicha. Now, there's one leniency that applies to the laws of Shavuos that do not apply to the laws of Truma. Which is not so when it comes to Truma Torah, Avol, but Truma Temeo. Malik and Bosaner. Of Maisa Shani, except it says, Vloibi Arti, Mimen Betame, Avol, but Tor, Mutter, but Maisa, or Maisa Shani. Mashain came with Truma, Torah, Avol, but Truma, Truma Temeo. Malik and Bosaner, Truma Temeo, Maisa Shani, except it says, Vloibi Arti, Mimen Betame, Avol, but Tor, Mutter. Mutar levar v'shvius bein b'tamei b'tor and v'shvius bein b'tamei bein b'tor mutar. So he says there are three madrigot. Kalmehem shvius shnidu halog zaner. Shemen shvius mutar lehalog. But you're allowed to use the shemen shvius as fuel. Do you know that? As zaner. Gam keshu roi lachila ve'ein zek hefsid peris does not call the hefsid peris shvius. Okay. Let's chaz the mishnah. Shvius. Nitna lachila velish siya ulisicha, three things: eating, drinking, and smearing. Leechol davar shadarko leechol velosuch davar shadarko losuch. To eat suddenly is derech asid, and to smear on your body davar shadarko losuch. Lo yosuch yain lechametz. You may not smear on your body wine and vinegar. Avol sachu es hashen, but you are allowed to smear on your body oil. Okay, you are allowed this because oil is meant to be smeared. Sheni, you only do it the normal way you eat it. Eating, drinking, and sicha. Kalmehem shvius, there's one means that applies to shvius. When dealing with shvius, shenid la halokas, you're allowed to use shvius oil that is tar la halokas in there. That you're not allowed to do that by truma. Truma that's tahar, you're not allowed to do that. And what about ma'aseh sheni? Ma'aseh sheni, it says, l'biyatvein b'tomei. But you are allowed to use Ma'aseh sheni, avol b'tor mutar levayer. Okay, Ma'aseh sheni also allowed, but you're not allowed, Ma'aseh sheni, not allowed to do when it's tomei. When it's tomei, it has to be destroyed. Okay, you good?
Excellent.
Okay, we did two mishnayos. We're going to stop here.
It's time to daven. What time is it? 20 minutes?
It's time. We did 22 minutes.